Wanted to go down a line of excelling in the supernatural in your ministry. Write that down. Excelling in the supernatural in your ministry. Just want to look at Daniel chapter 6 for a minute. Daniel chapter 6. And in the structure of Daniel, from the first chapter on up to this chapter, supernatural things have been happening. But I want to read these two or three verses just to get us started, because I have so many principles that the Lord have taught me from this man functioning in the supernatural things of God. And I want to give you some workable principles apostolically for your ministry and for your life that can cause your ministry to start operating in the supernatural on daily basis. On daily basis. So Daniel chapter 6 verse 1, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them and the king should have no damage. Now notice this third verse, because this is the verse many years ago that the Lord revealed. Excellent of spirit and excellent of ministry. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president. Underline the word preferred, because I'm going to deal with it. Above the president and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole kingdom. And you back in the fifth chapter. And then you notice the 11th verse, some of the accommodation that comes with an excellent spirit. The 11th verse in the 5th chapter, there's a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of God, were found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father the king, I say thy father, made masters of the magician, astrologers, Chaldean, and soothsayers. Now notice verse 12. I just backed up. I went to chapter 6 because that's a man taking after where I first saw it. But it says verse 12, for as much as the what? Excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dream and showing of hard sentences and dissolving doubt. Oh my God, was found in that same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now, let Daniel be called, and he will show you the interpretation. And he would call him, and his astrologers couldn't answer, but because Daniel had such a divine backup in his spirit, he was able to give him the revelation he needed. That's why he kept getting promoted. That's what should be happening to us. You know, we should have wisdom untold, understanding untold, that we can keep showing forth to the natural man and to our congregations and to the people we minister to that we're not regular men and women. So some of the things that I need to, about 12 things I have to say to you that are workable, then I'm going to get into some other deeper part in the apostolic principles in ministry and ministry life lesson. But to focus or to lay the foundation of, well, let me say this to you. You do have an excellent spirit in you now, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 11. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. But it has to be trained. It has to be trained so it can have divine results, as we've seen in this text. Now, one of the things Daniel did, and I want you to know that, to cause this excellent spirit to rise up, he purposed in his heart to please God. Yeah. You've got to do it on purpose.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to just happen. It's not going to happen on accident. It's not going to happen because you go to a meeting.
Right.
If you notice in the first chapter, he purposed in his heart not to defile himself.
Yeah.
And that's so important, cleanliness and holiness.
Yes,
and righteousness and running like Joseph.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And when Nathan pointed his finger in your hand, do like David. Create in me a clean heart. Restore a right spirit in me. Restore me to the joy of my salvation. So purpose in your heart not to defile yourself. And with that thought in mind, it can bring you to a point that you're headed to an excellent spirit flowing through you. And then Daniel also, I saw as I was looking this afternoon, preparation is so important. Spiritual preparation for supernatural happening. It don't just happen because you're by reading the Bible. There's certain preparation you have to make. And the first one I told you is purpose in your heart not to defy yourself. And then you make the preparation. And thirdly, you have to pass tests. There are always spiritual tests that are given. I think when Daniel and the three Hebrew boys that were with him decided not to defile themselves with the king's food off his table, and then the man talked to Daniel in that first chapter, Daniel said, just give us a chance. Give it to us and come back and check us. And by trusting God that much, sometimes you have to stand in mid-air to trust God. If you don't come through God, you know. God loved that type of action. If you don't come through, I'm going to fall on my face. And they passed the test. Because when we come to check them, they were looked better than the one who was eating from the king's table. That's supernatural. Okay? And then you notice that we read in the fifth chapter, we looked at the 11th and 12th verse, we read about all the attributes of all the spiritual weapons that Daniel had that God gave him, because I think because he had purpose in his heart, he made proper preparation, and he passed test trusting God. Daniel actually, and I want you to hear this, because this can happen to you. Daniel was programmed to win. When he said he had excellent spirit, God had programmed Daniel to win no matter what happened. See, he gave him all these supernatural abilities, and you can't lose with all them supernatural abilities, man. You know that? Dissolve hard things. Look at the fifth chapter, 12th verse, and 12, what is it, 12, 11 and 12 verse? Hard sentences. See, he was programmed in the excellent spirit. You're programmed to win. In other words, you don't come up to no puzzles you can't solve. You know, that's why when Solomon asked for that wisdom, and you remember that woman laid over the other lady baby and killing and took her and somebody's hood, and Solomon had so much wisdom, he said, give me a knife, let's cut his head off. Well, you quite naturally, the real mama gonna say, no, let her have it. I want my child to live. That's wisdom. That's the kind of wisdom we have to function in ministry. It's not just about preaching and teaching on Sunday morning. You ought to walk in wisdom every day. So I believe that God, this week, God is programming us to win. Now, you see, if you go over that over and over again, I'm programmed to win. By the Spirit. By the Lord. And then he came to being preferred. You know, we looked in the sixth chapter. I'm going through it. I can go through it in detail more. It says the third verse, it says, then this Daniel was preferred. See, that's a preference that takes place when a person is after God with their whole heart. Put themselves in a position that he can trust them with more. And they become God. You become preferred above a normal minister. Oh, Jesus. We got a lot of normal ministers, but they're so casual, they're not preferred. You have to put yourself in a preferred condition. Are you hearing me? It's not just going to happen. You're going to have to purpose in your heart. You're going to have to go through preparation. You're going to have to pass tests. And you're going to have to let the Lord deprogram and reprogram you to the way he functions. And then he will prefer you over thousands and thousands of ministers because he's looking for somebody after his own heart. All of these things, you can put them in your life. Listen. When you do these things, step by step, each one of them, step by step, promotion become a lifestyle. I know that a fact. God, just keep promoting me. See, when you love, you purpose in your heart that you're not going to defile yourself. You're going to live right. And you're not going to be putting your hand upon women's breath. Disrespecting women. Promotion with an excellent spirit is going to cost you. An excellent spirit is excellent at the beginning, but you got to catch up with it. And what it does, it produces a promotion lifestyle or a promoted lifestyle. In other words, your ministry, may I say something over you? Your ministry will never be stuck another day in your life. Because you're here, and because of the aroma of the anointing I sense here, if you're taking this in, you're in for promotion. Never worry about how it's going to happen. He owns the whole wide world. He can make it happen for you. And I think somebody's ready for some promotion. And I'm going to say it to you like he said it to me. In your life and in your ministry. I'm on the seventh thing that I'm going to say to you at the beginning here. When you're in that trend of ministry of excelling, I think excelling is kin to exceeding. And I'll give some definition in a few minutes. But when you're in that trend, you will be persecuted, but never prosecuted. You'll be not guilty every time. In other words, no one will never be able to wrap you up as long as you keep passing the test and keep purposing in your heart and keep program the wind. They'll persecute you. There are many in your own rank will persecute you because they want you to settle down because you're making them look too bad. Persecuted, but not prosecuted. Then you notice that when Daniel got in trouble, when you're reading that sixth chapter, they came against him because of his God. And when he got in trouble and was headed for the lion den, and sometimes you're going to have to face the lion den, things that don't look like you're going to make it out of. But always remember, I heard the Spirit of God say, tell them, you always have divine protection. That's so powerful. See, Daniel knew that he was divinely protected. And the three boys he had trained in the third chapter of Daniel, they knew, they say, our God is able. Even if he don't deliver us, we're not going to serve you. But they know they had divine protection. You see, that don't sound like much. The two words, divine protection. Oh, my God. Divine protection? That's angels and everybody who work for heaven. Both in the fire and in the lion, then angels came. Because there was commission to protect God's servant. Amen. Then number 9, you will have preferential treatment. Call it favor. Notice after the assault, he was promoted to another level. He went higher after the lion den. He was already promoted, but after they attacked him, he had preferential treatment, and the favor of God was upon the protection of God. God promoted him to a higher level. You know, in 39th chapter, Joseph had that preferential treatment with him. And everywhere they go, he went to the top. Boy, when God hand on you right, let me say it this way. When you permit God to put his hand on you right, when you yield and surrender to God, your heart, your mind, your soul, your body, and all you want him to have his way, well, your ministry will move. And then, you know, one of the greatest suffering that ministry go through is finances. And if you look at the end of the sixth chapter, let's look at this. This is something. Verse 28 of the sixth chapter. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. He prospered. See, so not only preferential treatment when you operate in an excellent spirit, but you have profound prosperity. It's prosperity you can't hide. It's prosperity that men don't want to see. And then let me tell you something. You have an advantage of being able to sit under this. Because the jungles I went through, the path is already cut. I have tasted the grapes. And I come back to tell you, it's just like he said. Now remember, he told them he was going to give it to them. But they got back in self and thought they had to do it. You follow that? And then, ladies and gentlemen, when that type of ministry began to flow, here's what's going to happen. Way beyond what I'm going to say. Way beyond what I'm going to say about dreams and visions and assignments, desires. But the thing that Jesus wants and the Holy Spirit wants, that the needs of the people be met. God people need to know how to tap into their inheritance with no sweat. And when you get ministers who can function and operate like that, they'll bring them to that place. Are you following me? Yes, amen. Now, we talk about apostolic principles in ministry. This is knowing how to function properly in kingdom government. Knowing how to operate spiritual laws that cause miracles, signs, and wonders to happen, not only in your body, but in your finance, and the people who trust in you to lead them. Yeah. You come to the point where you can give them Red Sea experience. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No way out. They got something happening in their family. There's no way out. They come to church that Sunday morning, and the Red Sea cut open. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Lion den experience. Yeah. Show them how to whip the lion. So, excellent and excel both mean superior and outstanding. Wow. Yes, sir. Your ministry can come to the point that is superior and outstanding. Amen. 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 Almost seem no true. Nobody wants to say amen. Superior and outstanding. Say it. I'm going to make you say it. Superior. You say, shoot, ain't nothing outstanding about my ministry. I've been hustling for the last 14 years trying to get off the ground. That's why you're here. Yes, sir. Your flight about to take. Yep, 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 yep. If you pay attention to the Spirit, not by Leroy, but by he who sent me to give you these instructions. Yes, sir. Don't lose hope. So excellence is an action or characteristic in which a person excel. Excel means to be superior in attainment, performance, and of excellence. Look at a few scriptures with me. Proverbs 31, 29. Proverbs 31, 29. If you help me, I won't have to be turning like. I just want to go through this because I'm going to give you some principles in a few minutes. Those was just getting you ready for the principle. Yeah. Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many daughters have done virtually, but thou excellest them all. He talked about that virtue woman, you see. You see, and you can do that in ministry, see. You're not competitive, you're not in competition, but you want to get there. So you can say what you want about me, I'm going to pray some more. And if God bless me, huh? When God bless me, I'm wearing it. I'm going to tell it. See, I'm not going to hold back to... Is that such a word as untottiness? You don't want to do it, but yet you want me to stay with you. I'm leaving you. If you don't want to go, I'm gone. Because God is too vast, too big, too good for us as ministers to be at the bottom of a pot. We don't need to be at the bottom. We're coming to the top. You are cream. You're not leftover. First King chapter 4 verse 30. I want you to see this. First King chapter 4 verse 30. This set us up in the aspect of looking at people excelling. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the East country and all the wisdom of Egypt. Now, listen, minister, because listen. There were a time in the scripture it says a greater than Solomon is here. Guess where he lives? You follow what I'm saying? Notice Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27. These are just lessons before I start pouring out my heart to you. Some ways that Daniel gave us to show us how God functioned if we do it right. Proverbs 17, 27. A man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Now, you ought to know what Hebrews 1:4 said about excellence. Turn there if you will. Hebrews 1:4. Turn there if you will. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And go right on to Hebrews 8:6. And you're really going to nail us right here. We're going to be nailed right here. In Hebrews 8:6, I say you're going to be nailed right here. How many of y'all say Christ live on the inside of you? Why? But now has he obtained. Come on. A more excellent ministry. By how much also he is in the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. I say glory to God. And so feed on that. Feed on that. Let's go to work now. And I'll call scriptures out. I might not go to them because there's so much I have to say tonight. We just got one more night. Always purpose in your heart to please God. That's Daniel 1, 8, and 9. Daniel 1, 8, I know I got to go to it. Daniel 1, 8, and 9. Always purpose. I'm coming down that way yet now. If you don't act right, I'm coming back up. Always purpose in your heart to please God. Notice what that. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defy himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. In chapter 1, verses 12 through 17, I'm not going to go through all that. I tell you, you got to read it yourself. But if you do God's will, see to it that you pass every test you need to pass. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then in Daniel 1, 12 through 17, tell you about that. Now, I'm going over some things I said earlier, but I'm going in more detail. You ever seen that happen before?
Yes, sir.
All right. The Spirit will program, equip you with every spiritual weapon you need to succeed in the realm of the Spirit. And see, that's what was happening when Daniel there in 5, 11 and 12, when he said he dissolved hard things. See, he was equipped by the Spirit to succeed in the realm of the Spirit. I say tonight that while you sit here, may the Holy Spirit from a deeper dimension equip you to succeed in the realm of the Spirit. People will start respecting you. They'll start looking for you. See. The Spirit will program, equip you with every spiritual weapon you need to succeed in the realm of the Spirit. Daniel's those three boys were equipped with revelation knowledge, with supernatural wisdom. We as ministers got to have this. I mean, that prayer Paul prayed in Ephesians 1 is a powerful prayer. Talking about, you know, talking about our calling, our inheritance, and the power that belonged to us. That's where we got to get it, from God. Because you have to be equipped in the Spirit, not just your voice, not just your talent. You have to be a fool for Christ. Foolish enough to do whatever he tells you to do at any time in anybody present. You can't be cute in this business. And you also look at verse 14, that fifth chapter, because he said he had excellent wisdom. Now know this, there in Daniel 6:3, you got your Bible? Note this, I'm going to make a statement. Note this, and I'm going to give you two scriptures about Jesus here, because he lives on the inside of you. Now I mentioned Romans 8:11, because they talk about I always say the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. That has to be an excellent spirit. All right, now, the supernatural will put you in preferred position with God and man. Now, I can't just, you see that in chapter 6, verse 3, but I can't disrespect Jesus. We got to look at these two verses. In Luke chapter 2, verse 40, and then in Luke 2:52, those two verses tells you are carrying an excellent spirit because you're in Christ and Christ is in you. Right? Now notice that. And the child grew and wax strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace and the preferential treatment and the favor of God was upon him. Now, the further go to the 52nd verse, if it'll go further now, because just what I said to you, I said the supernatural will put you in a preferred position with God and man. Didn't I say it? Now look at it. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Somebody raise their hand and do something. I also notice, put your eyes on the third verse again of the sixth chapter. I'm not saying, I'm not reading it, but I put your eyes on it again because there's a lot of things in there. But when you operate in an excellent spirit, promotion in ministry will keep on coming.
All right, yes, sir.
It just keep on coming.
Yeah.
Because you're in a position. God looking for you.
Yeah.
See? And when you sell out, when you surrender, when you're willing to sacrifice, when you're willing to submit, brother or sister, it's on there. It's on there. It's on there. It just you got to hear it, believe it, and do it. With a non-turning back determination.
Yes, sir.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I never turned back.
Yes,
run up against some things, but I never turned back.
Yes,
so promotion in the ministry will keep on coming. That's what I want for you. That's what I want. Hakusin in amen. That's what I want this trip to mean to you. I've been down to a conference with Apostle Thompson. I want promotion to just keep on coming. And listen, I want you to know why I came and where I came from. Can you accept that?
Yes, sir.
That from this night forward, promotion will keep coming in your ministry. Amen. Amen. Notice this. And be aware of this. You got to know how to handle this. I said persecution will come, but you won't be prosecuted. You remember that?
Yeah.
Let me say it another way now. I want you to hear it. It's actually verse 4 than when they came against Daniel. But here's what. Persecution will come.
Yeah.
But it will not be able to prevail.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're in position. And by being in position, the Father become accountable for your every move.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He has to see to it that you succeed.
Yes, that's very nice.
You kept his word.
Yes.
He has to keep his word.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You still listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, most of these I've done, and I know the results.
Yeah.
Keep your heart pondering to be faithful. Mm-hmm. Where neither error or fault can be found in thee.
Yes, sir.
Now, someone will say, that's impossible. No, it's not. No, it's not. I think it's 1 John 3:8 said, he that commits sin is of the devil. See, we don't understand that. Actually, what that verse means, he that committed to sin, to keep on sinning. All of us sin. All of us sin. Is that right? All of us sin. That's $2,000. All of us sin. But I'm not committed to sin.
Right.
Huh? So you have to keep your heart pondering to be faithful. You see, look at the fourth verse. Read the fourth verse to me. Daniel 6:4. It's Daniel 6:4. I think it is. Read it. Hold it, man. Hold it. A man, you can't find. See, the psalmist says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. When you sin and repent, God hides your sin.
Yeah.
From you, from your enemy, They never knew your sin. Because you're not a practice. You don't practice sin. So Daniel wasn't that perfect. But the God he served was perfect. And he stayed so close and connected in prayer 3 times a day on his knees. When Nathan talked to David, David got on back, boy. No, see, this grace they're teaching, I went in it a while to see. And I got it. This grace, some people got angry with me because I backed out. No, you know, I believe in grace because by the grace of God, I am what I am. But I don't believe in this sugar-coated grace that, you know, just sin and get back, sin and get back. Sin. No. God ain't stupid. I want to tell you something here that you'll never forget. God's smarter than you. We understand that, right? Now, here's what in looking at this success story of ministry, you practice the law of God, law of the Spirit, and you shall not and will not be defeated. When you practice the law of God, you practice the laws of the Spirit. Yeah. You know, I love Romans 8 too, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I love it, yeah. Yes, now, notice what Daniel did with his ministry. Now, this is one of my secrets over the years. Uphold your ministry in a full-time prayer life.
Yes, sir.
You don't have time for nothing else until you pray.
Yeah.
Pray first and then go run. Don't be no bus boy.
Yes.
Running all over talking about, I got to get it straight. Man, stop and pray.
Yeah.
If you miss the bus, God will buy you a bus. Just ride by yourself.
Yeah.
But stop and pray.
Yeah.
So uphold. This is what Daniel did, you see. Right. That's what they got him. The boys... for worship, the three Hebrew boys, and they got Daniel for his prayer life.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Uphold your ministry, uphold in your ministry a full-time prayer life, and never cease praying, for it will keep you powerful than your enemy and close to God.
Yeah.
Powerful than your enemy. You can put it the other way if you want. Close to God and powerful than your enemy. Either way you put it, you still got it.
Yes, sir.
And that's what a prayer life will do for you.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing. You see, we can't read about these Bible characters.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know some people just preach the character.
Yes, sir.
And they just preach it. Daniel did it. No, what I do?
Yeah, right.
My name, Daniel here, but my name not Daniel.
Yeah. Come on. Right.
What Leroy do?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So out of the scripture, when we're going to preach, we need to bathe ourselves in the presence of the Holy Ghost that he can give us life-living principles.
Yeah.
That when we're preaching, we're not just preaching like we're telling the three little bass stories.
Yes, sir.
Man, give me something to work with.
Yeah.
I can read this story myself.
Yeah.
But what is this story saying about me today in this shipwrecked world? Now, when you talk about supernatural protection, when you talk about the fire furnace heated 7 times as hotter, and you talk about, I know that was a den of hungry lions.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Listen to this, because some of y'all have been through some things in ministry. Supernatural protection has no respect to whatever you come up against. God is able and willing to produce victory. Look at the 16th verse. See, these are things that in your prayer time, you could have your pad in front of you and you're praying that through. And God can give you scripture, he'll give you other things, give you insight about it. But apostolically, these are things that God has started in my ministry. He showed me things and he said, right, Leroy, just like he told John, right? He told me to write these things. And if you, and they of the spirit of victory, winning. You follow me?
Yeah.
Supernatural protection. Yes. Hey, man, say it. Supernatural protection. My.
Yes, sir.
And he had it, and he's looking at 16th verse, and it brought victory.
Yes.
It brought victory in the fire furnace. It brought victory in the lion den. It brought victory when Joshua faced the Jericho wall.
Yes.
You know, nothing gonna block me out. I'm going on through. Mm-hmm. Know this, I receive. Know this. You know, I got to stop and look at these checks. That's $3,000. No, know this. I'm the only preacher in the world to do this. That's $2,000. So that's a total of $5,000. Y'all want me to look at them, huh? I'll look at them. That's $500. That's a good check. Now listen, know this. That you have divine protection and divine backup at all time. Now, listen to what the Spirit of God said. Sometime it will seem as if you lost the battle. But God will step in with your victory. See, you can't panic. You can't panic. Daniel didn't panic. If you're looking in Daniel 6:19-23, mark that with that statement. It looked like you've lost, because sometimes you got to go through it to get to it. Sometimes you got to go through it. That just come on my spirit, see? Sometimes you got to go, oh my God, it should help somebody. You ever been through anything? You know, when you're going through something, you know you're going to something, and make a little difference, you know. Huh? And if you doing all in your ability to do right, and you're going through something, I wanna tell you right now, by the grace of God, you headed to something. When we're traveling in the RV, we're going out in Alabama, you gotta go through that tunnel. You might not like it. You might not, but you won't go where we're going, you gotta go through that tunnel. Right? It's tight. You got to go through it. Because see, an RV, I drive an RV, it's 45 feet?
Yeah.
And now I done mess around and put a golf cart. How long I'm going to be now, Terrell? I'm going to be 70 feet.
Yeah.
Driving down the road 70 feet behind me.
Yeah.
But when I get to the tunnel, we got to go through that, baby.
Yeah.
Because I'm heading to an RV lot that I lack.
Yeah.
Now, if your RV over, how many years? The one in Alabama. Yeah, if you ought to be over 15 years, you can't go that one. And it got to be a certain length, too. You can't. See, because the people don't want to look at them little RVs. And I appreciate it. Because you see, an RV, I sat out on the side. I don't want to be looking at no little old short RV. The man and woman trying to get out the door. Ain't no pleasure in that. Y'all don't. Now, notice, I think I'm still in the sixth chapter. Person who come against you will finally fall in their own trap. When you operate in an excellent spirit, when the Lord said, touch not my anointed, he's not just talking about preachers. He's talking about people who love him. Do my prophet no harm. The boy Bill Gallo, Mordecai, and I found out him and all his sons got hung on him.
Yes, sir.
Who that Billy? That wasn't Mordecai. Haman, Billy for Mordecai. That's in Esther 7:10. So they hang Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai.
Yeah. That's the word. Yes, sir.
Now God, we talked about it, God will cause you to prosper by working signs and wonders in your ministry. Now, let's sit down. I'm going to go over some things. Let me walk here a little bit. Then I'll sit down and we'll go over some things. Here's a check, $5,000. You say, how many is that? Five. If you ignorant preachers would connect close enough, it will start happening in your ministry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But y'all visit every now and then, and then you act ugly when you come. You don't want to give nothing. You just, yeah. Hallelujah, you're trying to slip something. Don't stop that mess.
Yeah.
Yes, connect properly.
Yeah.
You may not be able to give a $5,000 check,
yeah,
but do something.
Yeah.
Steal something out your wife's purse. I'm just having fun, you know. Get your head knocked off. So, hear what God want to do, young man. He want to revolutionize your ministry. You see, when you talk about excellence in the aspect of ministry, it means living up to your highest potential, giving God your best. When you give God your best, then God in turn will give you his best. Guess who best is the best? Let's look at excel again. Excel means to do extremely well or far better than.
Yeah.
To do extremely well. Helalabashaka. I'm going to press you a few minutes. In a few minutes. Helalabashaka. A ministry of excellence will not happen on accident.
Yes.
You purpose in your heart tonight, what this apostle is talking about belong to me.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Take it.
Yes, sir.
Learn, listen, leap.
Yes.
It can happen.
Yes, sir.
Don't ever be so busy watching the other person
Come on.
That you can't see what God telling you to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, since we're not in a competitive spirit in the LTMA, lighting the torches of ministers around the world, that's what it really means in the Leroy Thomas Ministerial Association. Since we're not in competition, you have the purpose in your heart that your minister will be the best minister that ever was.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Since you're not in competition, you're just doing your thing.
Yes, sir.
But you have the purpose in your heart that it's going to be so. See, you can't be counting money about this. You can't be thinking about where you live at. All right, you're in Darrow.
Yeah.
Anybody who ever had this going ride down the street in the daytime, and it's a whole lot better than it was,
and
go on down all the way in Darrow and see where I was at the old church. All right?
Yeah.
And then make up your mind the place you live in is not so bad after all. You have no excuse. See, God set this up to put this ministry in a place where you can come. Now, some of these boys been coming. They all them little stores they built out there, that wasn't now. No red light. Now I got to go through five or six red light. Man, we had no red light. I just come drive on. I leave 2 minutes for church. Just go. No traffic, no red light. We got messed up. We start traveling to another state, you know. It says, It's 4 miles. I said, oh, we got plenty of time.
Yeah.
I'm a country boy, you know. I thought we'd get on the road and just go on to the thing.
Yeah.
But I found it had red light, traffic, and it take you an hour sometime to go 4 miles. We didn't know that. We country boys. We used no cars, no lights. We just go. Zoom.
Yeah.
So we had to train ourselves in that area. It's a $500. Yeah. Oh, ain't no more 4 miles. Oh, man, we're in New York. And then you ain't driving. You ain't driving in New York if you don't know how to drive. Let me speak this over you. Because some of you been whipped in tradition and religion in your ministry. And nobody gave me, per se, nothing. A lot of people helped me, but nobody gave me nothing in ministry. I pursued.
Yeah. Come on, David.
I pursued.
Yeah.
And then when it got time for me to pastor, God sent me to a funeral. In my pastor's brain, I had to say a few words. In saying a few words, two ladies got a hold of me. And I told them, okay, y'all pastor this church? If your pastor want me to come, I'll come. Then I had to go back and ask my pastor, could I go?
Come on, Dad. Come on.
And he said, yeah, boy, go ahead.
Yeah.
Then I come back and said, I asked him, I told my pastor, I said, they want me to pastor that church. He said, go ahead. You ready?
Yeah.
See? Had to leave right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And see, some of y'all got a problem. A man don't have to let you preach in his church every Sunday. He never let you preach at all.
Yes.
You just serve and wait.
Yes.
Elijah never told Elisha, you're the mic.
Yes.
He said, yeah, my shoes. Go shine my shoes.
Come on,
Dad.
Come on.
Come on, Dad.
All these pastors can attest to the fact men have left their churches because they didn't have their son.
Yeah.
Right. Man, actually, said, well, how am I going to get on the corner somewhere? Go to the nursing home. They're listening at it. They might be sleeping. They're listening at it. That's how I practice. Go to the prison. That's why I practice that. The people, you got a lock audience in the prison. They all going to come.
Yeah, that's right. All right, come on, Dad.
Man, you don't know what I've been through to get you, man. Yeah, I've been standing, I stand on the outside of the ballroom and people come out and say, I'm gonna talk to you about Jesus.
Yeah.
And you know I got cussed out sometime, right?
Yeah.
Y'all won't come in this plush place where it got 9 or 8 mics, air conditioning running, the sweat been paid for, and say, when my son?
Yeah.
I see y'all don't want to hear that now. Yeah, you're doing good by preferred ministry and all that.
Yeah.
But now you're about to slap me inside my head to tell me that God, let me tell you what, if what God called you to do, he's going to, when you change your mindset about somebody owing you something, that's when he's going to set you free.
Yes. That's good.
And some of us mess our churches up by letting too many people preach. Catering to them. Don't cater to them.
Yeah.
See, they might leave. Left. Left. Left, man. Left. Now, you do have the potential and the ability to have a ministry of excellence. Raise your hand at me.
Yes, sir.
Now watch this next statement. God does not have favorite, but he will favor those that favor him.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Every one of us can put ourselves in a position of favor.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You can do it.
Yes, sir.
God made it possible for you to do it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's 6:3 says, notice a word that is very sharp. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Now, here we go. Let's see, I've been going almost an hour. Listen, but I'm going to go a little long tonight. Because I'm going to answer your question. Why some ministries excel and others don't? Oh, Lord. Reverend, I wish you would give me that answer quick. Why some ministry can't be the place you're in Darrow.
Right.
See, all this subdivision came after this church.
Right.
Yes, sir.
We cleared the demon out there. And most of them don't belong to this church.
Yeah.
They still got demons. But they came in a demon-free place. Why one seem to excel and others seem if they cannot get up off the ground? Here come the answer. It is not by any program or being a, I don't know if y'all understand these words, I'll be saying all kind of words, I'm from Louisiana, copycat,
yeah.
That is going to cause your ministry to prosper and rise to the expectation that God wants all our ministry to rise to. It's not, they're not going to come like that. But it's by following the program and plan of God in the appropriate and right manner.
Yes, right.
Yes, and then it's something you doing to hold your ministry down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like singing the same old song.
Yeah. Yeah.
People say, I'm tired. I've been hearing this. You need to get a breakthrough, man.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah, sir.
You follow what I'm saying? Yes, you need to get a breakthrough. Tell the point next to you need to get a breakthrough. That's $1,000 check. $1,000 check. I want you to know $1,000 check. You need to get a breakthrough. Small and excellent. I had my days of small and excellent.
Yes, sir.
You know, I had my days where I didn't have no money, but boy, I fixed up everything. My wife has expertise on that. We fixed up what we had.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on.
Small and excellent. You got to wait till you're getting on billing this side.
Right. Yeah.
And then I'd ask them to let you look over this campus.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the children's church back there. And then they got another for the youth. And then they got a big old warehouse behind them. Even though I got my ministry 24 hours a day free, people still buy books and tapes all the time.
Yeah.
You know why? They know I'm not a taker.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid because they're not my source.
Yeah.
See, now, I'm going to tell you right now, you got to make God your source.
Yes, sir.
I'm almost through. But what brought Daniel to this place of preference in his ministry? Look at it. Look at 6:3 again. Look at that word, because. What does because mean? This is the reason. This is the reason. This is the reason that Daniel's ministry was preferred above the other ministry. And then my question was, I was preaching at Fred Price. Is that statement in the Bible? Yes, because he was preferred because. Good karma. Yeah, not accident. Not special treatment. Not that God loved one minister more than the other one. Because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the rim. Now notice what it didn't say. And some of us got this. We got this and we're small. And if we don't get rid of this, we're going to stay small. It didn't say a fault-finding spirit.
Yeah. Right.
The scripture said an excellent spirit.
Yeah.
A spirit was in him to bring him to his highest potential in the ministry.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yes, sir.
May the Lord
begin
to bring you to your highest potential in your ministry. May you understand tonight that you have the right to function in an excellent spirit. Understand that you have divine backup and divine protection. And understand that you have to break loose from them who are holding you down.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about holding you down from preaching, holding you down from hearing God and getting direction from God. That's what you need. That's all you need, direction from God.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You've never been in on fire then. You never been online then. You never been in a real fast seven times as harder.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like it. But yet you have to know. You have to know that there's an excellent spirit on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
And you have to know from this night forward, it's available to you to have an excellent ministry, to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, to operate in a higher anointing, to operate in supernatural wisdom, to operate in supernatural knowledge. It's on the inside of you. Tell the point next to you, it's on the inside of you. These lessons in the Bible is just to equip us and acquaint us. Job said, acquaint thyself with God. Become acquainted with him. He's good. He's kind. He's able. That's what the three Hebrew boys said. You can go ahead and put us in the fire, but our God is able to deliver. When the king got down to Daniel in the lion den, the king said, oh, Daniel, was your God able? Daniel answered back, yeah, I'm here. I know the lion was bad because after Daniel got out, he threw the men in there and put Daniel in there before they hit the ground.
Yeah.
That's a $500. Before they hit the ground, the lion had. Though the fire was hot, the king said, you know, when you got a ministry with God protection, when they came back to look, well, like, sound like I want to preach now, at the three Hebrew boys. When they came back to look at the three Hebrew boys. And then the king said, I thought we threw in three. And I thought all three of them was tied up. Now I see four walking in the fire and they're loose. Oh, may God loose your ministry tonight. You may have been tied up, but he shouldn't have never let you come to Darrow. There's no small preacher. Sometimes preachers make you look small and they want you to bow down to them. But you're serving the same God. He'll do the same thing for you that he has done for me. Cry out, Lord, here am I. Send me. Hallelujah. Some of these little boys don't think I can preach, you know. He's just talking. No, see, the king said, they threw in three men and said a fourth one looked like the Son of God.
Yes, sir.
That was him, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He came ahead of time.
Wow.
God always come ahead of time. He don't come after you're gone down. He come to catch you while you're falling. Anybody know about that?
Yes, sir.
Have he ever caught you? Have you ever thought you was going down? And you cried out, Lord, have mercy on me. Did he catch you?
Yes.
He caught you? What? I love him. I love him because he's been good to me. I love him because he made a way out of nowhere. I was down in these bushes in Darrow and they thought it never was going to be successful. But look at it now. God have come through. God will meet you in the jungle. He'll meet you in the city. He'll meet you in the field. But he's still God. Hallelujah. I want to talk to some of these young preachers just getting started out. Don't worry. God will take care of you. They might say you're not going to make it. The big boys might try to smother you. But shout, for God going to take care of you. He's going to make a way for you. He knows how. He's filling your place right now. In the spirit. You don't see it all the time. In the spirit, you don't feel it all the time. But in the spirit, it's real anyway. God is a spirit, and God is not a man that he should lie. The word said if he said it, he'll make it good. See, it's all right preaching if you preach the word. Don't just preach emotionally. Preach the word. Use scriptures to preach. Jesus preached. Though Jesus wasn't always, the Bible says he made a loud noise. He wasn't always saying, you know, turn to chapter 4 and turn that. No. Sometimes he got stirred up in the spirit. Amen? Lift your hand and praise God. That's all. Hey! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been down sometime and the devil thought he had me. He might have hammered down one day. He might have hammered down 2 days. But I reminded what Jesus said. On the third day, he should never hold you down longer than 2 days because you got a resurrected spirit on the inside of you. On the third day, everybody in here got a third day. I said, everybody here got a third day. Destroy this temple. In 3 days, I'll rise it up again. They didn't know what he was talking about, but he was talking about moving in the spirit. They were looking at the flesh. Sometime in your ministry, they're looking at you in the flesh. They don't know you're moving in the spirit. They don't know they can't tie you down because your third day got to come. Hey! Third day! You came to Darrow, and I believe tonight is your third day. I believe things about to break loose. I declare, I decree that things break loose in your life, break loose in your ministry. This is your